74, Legacy from the Stars. P. Yes, I was very sad. I was in between places to stay. I stayed with a friend. I wasn't really happy though. I don't know, I was just looking for something more fulfilling in my life. And then that happened. Soon after that, a lot of really interesting things started to happen for me. It was like a turning point, in a way. I had to ask first before it could occur. D. They didn't interfere then by doing this without your permission. P. No. It was my free will. D. But you didn't remember about that later, did you? P. I didn't really put the two together till now. D. Did you have any more physical contacts with them after that time when you were 8 years old? P. Long pause, as though thinking, no, not physically. But on other levels. Mental, astral, causal, spiritual. D. I was curious if you ever went back onto a craft like you did when you were 8 years old. P. No, not with these particular beings. D. With any other ones? P. No. But some of the things I think you're inquiring about, are things that are to come. And are to come. Actually, some events are experienced on more of an astral level than the physical. But the other was physical. D. Then you think the others were astral, like in a dream state? P. Yes. But on the big wheel. The wheel. It did happen in that state, but it is to come. It's going to manifest more fully, and there might be quite a few people that will experience it, when that descends on Earth. D. Can you explain what you mean by quite a few people? P. Well, in my astral vision there were a lot of people around. A lot of people. When the first sighting happens, whenever the craft, the big wheel, comes, many people from all over the world are going to see and know then, that there are extraterrestrials. This might be one of the craft that will land. It's a real strange one. D. Do you mean it looks different? A childhood memory revisited. 75. P. Well, that wheel one, that's the picture that I get. Voice very sleepy and sluggish. Difficult to transcribe. I get the feeling it's not the only one that's going to land. That one is a more special craft, because it actually puts things out in the air to make people more conducive so they won't be frightened. D. Some kind of a chemical or something? P. It has green boils coming out from it. This ship might not be seen so much by the physical eye as some other craft, but it's going to come first to prepare people for the big arrival of the other ones. We're talking at least within 30 years. D. Why are they going to come? They've been so secretive all along. P. To trade technological advancements. If we give up war, fighting like animals here on this planet, they'll exchange technological and scientific advancements with us, so we can advance at a faster rate. To help us overcome sickness and other things at a much more rapid rate. But they aren't going to deal with us if we're going to continue acting like animals. So they're preparing us for their arrival in our dream states. Communicating with many. And there's more than one observer. I'm one. There are other ones out there. Because they can't always be here in the physical without alarming people. So they have to do it this way. It's one way they can study the information they need, of what's going on in the world and the news and the media and things. Seeing how they keep tabs on us, so to speak, so we won't blow ourselves up. They can bring the mental pictures up on the screen. And they can ask questions. It's almost like you do. The subconscious of the person hearing it, and having their questions answered almost automatically. The subconscious will just give it to them, if it's asked in a certain way. D. You mean they don't have to have physical contact with the person? P. No. But they usually are in the vicinity in a craft when they, 76, Legacy from the Stars are doing this type of monitoring. They can get the pictures on the screen more easily that way. Does the person have to be asleep or in a trance state for them to get the information? Well, it helps if they're in a relaxed state of thinking. In a meditative state. If they're relaxed, they're not as alarmed by these events. You mean they can do this to anyone? No, if that person is at their level, an advanced one, then it would be difficult without that person's permission. Because they're so advanced, Our world won't complain about it unless it feels violated. If it's something to help that being, and if it's not interfering with their regular lifestyle, if it's not conflicting with their inner goals, then there is no reason to complain. If it is conflicting, then it won't happen. They will only deal with individuals that have already given their permission before they took embodiment, so that won't be a problem. They can tune into the higher vibratory levels. Usually they like to choose beings that can deal with that type of energy. But you mean they can do it to anybody without that person knowing about it? Well, many people are aware to an extent that there's something in them. They know something's different, but they can't quite put their finger on it. It's very subtle. And in a way, their subconscious is aware. Yes, the subconscious knows everything. So it's not completely hidden. But do these people all have to have a device in their bodies before these beings can pick up their thoughts? Oh, no. They can mentally and telepathically communicate without a person having a device like that. But if they want it to be an observer for them, it's an honor, in a way. To be utilized in this way is almost an honor, because they're so advanced. We can learn a lot, and progress at a much more rapid rate, if you let yourself be an instrument in this way. It's like opening yourself up to universal energy in a positive, a childhood memory revisited, 77, way. So if they want to get certain information from you, then it's helpful if you have that implanted. And, two, they monitor different things about your body. D, you mean bodily functions? P, bodily changes, yes, and see how the humans progress, at what kind of rate. Cellular structure changes. And they can keep a monitor on that also, besides events going on in the world. They're concerned with all of that, but world events seem to be drawing an extra amount of attention. At this time there is concern about the Earth tipping off its axis, partially due to nuclear testing going on inside the Earth that has upset the axis. And great shifts could cause many catastrophes on this planet. They're concerned about it. There are already other conditions because our ozone layer is messed up right now. We're already getting ourselves into an unpleasant atmosphere if we're not careful. But the shift in the axis would be a major problem to everyone on the planet. At this time in 1987 I was accumulating my information from Nostradamus that resulted in my trilogy, Conversations with Nostradamus. No one else knew the extent and severity of the prophecies that were to be contained in that book. Yet here was a young girl verifying it by repeating the same information about the problem of nuclear testing and its effect on an Earth shift. The same information coming from another source. D, then this would explain why they don't actually have to physically land so often. They're getting information from people's minds. They don't have to have physical contact. P, they don't. They did, for certain tests and everything. It was needed by them to study certain cellular structures. But they used gloves, they didn't actually touch me because of the fear of bacteria contamination. D, is that when they took the skin samples? P, yes. They had a type of gloves they wore because they can't take chances. They have to be careful not to insert bacteria, 78, legacy from the stars on the craft or themselves. They say they will make a more physical contact, but it's usually only if that person has been attracting that situation to them. The person actually wants physical contact. And so the experience simply manifests when the two energies are brought together. Sometimes a being will kind of buzz into a person, or bounce off a person or something like that. It's just getting all this information by doing that. It's not a touching in a way we think of touching. It's a blending for information, and they can separate themselves from it very easily. They can find out so much just by absorbing things. It's hard to explain very well. Their minds must be much more advanced than ours. Yes. And so when a more physical interaction takes place, it's because a human being has wanted this experience. And there's an alien being that wanted an experience of being closer to a human. And so they exchange these thought patterns. Structure manifests, and the experience happens. Thoughts are very powerful. Yes, I've heard that before. Does the human being have to be intelligent for the mind transfer, thought transference or whatever it is, to take place? Well, for mental telepathy, you can have impressions in your dream state. When a being is near, you will pick up thought impressions from them. The more powerful the being, the more mastery they have of projecting thought images. These are thought images could project forth, and just about anybody can pick it up in their subconscious. It would be done automatically. But to be an observer, usually a certain thing must be implanted there, because that person is being studied over a long period of time. What about a native and the jungle, that was not highly evolved? Would it also work on them? Oh, yes. They would start to experience feelings and things that they wouldn't describe very well. And it might come out in art. Many of these inexperienced people don't have words to express themselves, so it will come out through D.P.D.P.D.P. A childhood memory revisited, 79. D.P.D.P.D.P.D.P. Certain abstract type art. And music sometimes is an influence of these new ideas. But the being or the craft has to be in close proximity to the person that picks this up. It doesn't work over long distances, unless that person is astrally projecting themselves to another planet or something. Then it could happen, but again you're in a close vicinity, but you'd be in an astral body. If not, the craft would have to be close to you. The craft would have to be somewhere around the house, or around where the person was. Well, it doesn't have to be that close. People have a... softly, I must find the right words now. People have a tube of light around them, right? Like an aura? There's a tube of light. Used hand motions, there's an aura around a person, but there's also a tube of light. And the craft must be in a vicinity that can tune into this tube of light. Tune into the higher self. It communicates with the higher self first. It is at the top of the tube. And the higher self can project itself to many parts of the universe. But the spacecraft must be in a certain span of this tube, your particular tube, I guess you could call it. It's almost like a circle within a circle of the space. The tube is like a smaller circle, but then you have a larger circle around that. It doesn't have to be in close vicinity of that person's house or anything, by any means. It can be much further up. Not visible to and beyond airplanes. Beyond the clouds. It can be way up there and still be able to do that. Then they just beam in on certain people? Yes, they tune into that. See, every being has a frequency, like a tone. A sound tone. And space beings discover what that person's tone is. And they tune in with the frequency, which is another way to describe a tone. They have it on their, I guess, records or something. I don't know what it is, but they'll know that being is that frequency. And when they're in that vicinity, they sound a tone that's at a frequency, 80, legacy from the stars that the physical ear can't hear very well. But the subconscious immediately will respond to it. The higher self responds to it. Higher self sends down the message to the lower self, and then the message is sort of absorbed. And then it just releases the information, you mean? Without the physical conscious person knowing about it? Yes. But if that wasn't in that person's makeup, so to speak, or if that person did not want that experience, if they weren't willing to have that experience, if the will was in the way, then it wouldn't happen. Very rarely will an alien being of that nature try to conflict with the person's free will. In fact, it's a law of the universe not to. There have been a few aliens that are colder. We think of it as a colder nature, because they look at human beings like we look at cattle. And so they aren't as sensitive to our feelings and our needs. They're so advanced that they see us as very stupid, I guess. Some beings like that are not so concerned with the freedom of our will. The beings that really try to help and that are in association with the interstellar space group, are concerned. They care about us, these little beings here. But some other beings that aren't within that council are able to force their energies into our dimension. But they don't do it very often. We're just a curiosity for them. We can't really help them in any way. We're just data to them. But the older beings really want to help us advance, because they see our consciousness. We're all projecting mental thoughts out to them all the time, but we are all very protected. And there's a reason for all of this. There's a wonderful plan for man. Then if someone didn't want to experience this, they would just have to put their free will. Yes. Just start thinking about higher, positive beings of an alien form, and show an attraction to them like you'd be attracted to a friend. I mean, if some people felt this was an invasion of their privacy, could they just put up a? They'd block it. They'll mentally block it from happening. D. P. D. P. D. P. A childhood memory revisited, 81, D. Because most people don't know they can stop it, if they feel it is an invasion of their private life. That would make you feel a little bit like being in a goldfish bowl. P. It does, but the benefits are well worth it. Or I would never have made a decision like this. D. But they can only gain whatever knowledge you have. If you don't have a certain type of knowledge, they can't get that. P. Yes. But as a monitor, we are exposed to so many types of knowledge. We're just a big data bank, in a way. Laugh, D. I was thinking that scientists and people in the government would have a different type of information than we would have. P. Yes. And they've been contacted by some beings. People in the highest states of office are being monitored. Things are controlled to a degree here. This is a planet of limitations. And we embody here on Earth to learn how to overcome these limitations. D. Do these people in the government know they're being contacted? P. Some do. But they can't say that to the general public or they'd lose their office. But yes, some have been contacted, even in physical form, some on the telephone. But much of it will come in their dream state. They will be very influenced by dreams and it affects many people. Mass consciousness is very affected by this sort of thing. D. I see. They would just get ideas and not know where they came from. Do those beings understand what I want to use this information for? P. Research. D. Yes. But if I write about these things that I discover, would they have any objection to that? P. No. The fear is that it might alarm some. But they don't see it as a harmful thing, or they wouldn't do it. You must understand, things are implanted in us all the time. Energies, ideas, thoughts, words. We implant them in ourselves from our environment. We are absorbing things all the time too. 82 D. P. Legacy from the stars. We're influenced by things constantly. We never really know where they come from. That's right. So it's humorous to them almost, because if we understood ourselves better, it would not be any big deal. There's so little we understand about ourselves. They did think it's important that it is written that they will not conflict with the person's free will. They can understand what people get upset about sometimes. There have been many people that have had a broken bone and had a piece of metal inserted, and continue to lead a very fine life. It never really messed up the rest of their life. Too seriously. And this implant is something that interferes a lot less. It doesn't really cause any physical discomfort. Usually. I guess human beings don't like to think other people are running their lives, so to speak. Well, it's not that way, because I still have a free will. I do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. They just tune into what I'm doing. They don't tell me what to do. I'm not a robot. God has blessed me with free will and they will not interfere with that. It's important that this is stressed in what you write. Yes. But do you feel like it's an invasion of privacy? No. I really don't. Because it makes me feel good to know that someone is interested in me. It makes me feel different. But I'm interested in them too. I mean, they give me an exchange. By doing this for them, they fulfill other needs for me. D. P. D. P. Penny was then brought forward and oriented to the present day. Needless to say, she and I were both very surprised by this information. Before this session, neither of us had any knowledge of implanting devices and monitoring by aliens. She certainly had no indication that such things were going on within her own body. But the subconscious is the guardian of the body, and nothing is kept hidden from it. As I began my UFO investigations, I was to hear this repeated many times, but at this time in 1987 the idea of implants and monitoring was a totally new, a childhood memory revisited, 83, concept to me. Later Penny said the information wasn't bothering her. She said as long as the device wasn't affecting her in any way, why worry about it? And she returned to her normal life. Chapter 5, Teacher Basgia /Azib_HG/Bar. This case occurred while I was staying with a young couple in San Francisco in the summer of 1993. I was doing a whirlwind speaking tour and would be lecturing and doing book signings in several cities. They had volunteered to let me stay at their house instead of going to a hotel. My books on Nostradamus had been in print since 1989, and I had received many letters and phone calls from people who were convinced they had been alive during that time. Several thought they had been associated in some way with the great psychic, and a few even thought they were his reincarnation. I have had the same response from all of my books. I can only surmise that they strike a familiar chord in the readers, and they are identifying with the time period or country rather than the characters. Who knows? In some cases, I hypnotically regressed the people who had these convictions. I was not really surprised to find that when they entered the trance state, they went instead to an entirely different time period than those connected with my books. This added validity to their regressions, because they did not find what they were convinced they would. I had a feeling this case would be similar when Chris said he wanted to be regressed because he was positive he had a past life associated with Nostradamus. Chris was a young successful 84, a wrong turn in evolution, 85, businessman who had no problems and did not need therapy. He wanted to have the regression to verify his suspicions and find out about his connection. It surprised us both and gave this case more credibility when he not only did not go to the Middle Ages time period, but he did not even go to a life on this planet. He settled down on a comfortable couch in his living room with his pet cat curled up at his feet, and immediately entered the deep trance state when I performed my induction. He soon began to describe his first impressions. He was looking down on an alien landscape that appeared strangely desolate and lifeless. See, there is a city. Dark buildings that seem to be made from a material similar to granite. They are shaped like domes and cubes. I'm going over them. It's like a city in a valley that doesn't have any inhabitants. D. What do the surroundings look like? C. They look like barren hills. Like the Valley of the Kings in Egypt, but no tombs. It's very out of place. There are no trees. There is no water. Puzzled, and it doesn't appear that there are any people. The city has tall skyscrapers with intermittent semicircular domed buildings. And now I see windows on the roofs of there. They look like plazas. A revelation, everybody's underground. That's what it is. D. What do you mean? C. You can see in these skylights. They look like solar panels or power panels for the complex. Now it's changing. Everything has turned bright white. D. The buildings? C. The whole complex. And the panels are turning. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie. D. You mean the panels are moving? C. Yes, it is like they are tracking. I don't know how to describe it. D. Just do the best you can. C. It's like the sun all of a sudden came up on this complex that was dark. With certainty, we're not on Earth. 86, Legacy from the Stars. D. You don't think so? C. No. I'm going to go up real high to get a better look. Pause. It looks like the surface of the planet has been scorched. It looks like there are circles etched on the surface of the planet. Like marble. Like fudge on ice cream. It looks like the whole planet's covered with unusual valleys. And in these valleys there are these complexes. Everything is underground. D. You said the surface looked as though it was scorched. What do you mean by that? C. It looks like desert. It looks dry. It looks devoid of life, vegetation, in forms that we know them. And now everything's underground. D. You said when the sun came out these panels began to move? C. It appears as though it was a type of solar night. And then the sun appeared, and the panels on the roofs reacted to the light, and tracked to the light. Like solar panels with automatic tracking systems. D. Do you want to come down and stand on the surface? C. Yes. We'll go down. I'm gonna hold on. We have to land in an old area. There used to be surface activity in this old part of the planet, when people lived on the surface. D. Why do you have to land in that part? C. I don't know. It seems that it's a different material than the rest of the buildings. The rest of the buildings look like they were synthetically made, like molded plastic, but very large. There are some old pyramids in this area. They're unusually shaped. This is an old area on the planet that is as it was before they built the other complexes. D. What does the ground look like that you're standing on? C. It's scorched and or bleached huge stone blocks. They're very worn and scorched and have, like Death Valley, has salt crystal residue all over them, as though from some sort of blast. There is a rise, and on top of this rise it overlooks a really large valley. In the valley. Pause. It's really a wrong turn in evolution. 87. D. C. D. C. D. C. D. C. Unusual. There is what would look like a lake, but it actually looks like a residue pond. Residue pond? Like there is a crater there, and at the bottom of the crater there are colors. Red. And the residue at the bottom of it is multicolored. I'm getting that there was a big blast right here. Because my whole body feels like something came over the ridge. It feels like when you walk in front of a sun lamp. It's hot. Does this pond have water in it? No. Just residue of some sort. And when you back away from the ridge, you can't feel the emanations of whatever is coming out of that hole. Startled, oh. There are two suns. It's a binary system. Tell me what you're seeing. There are two suns in the sky. Are they both in the sky at the same time? Right. It's a binary star system. The two suns triggered something. A memory. That would explain why everybody's underground. At this point he shifted from the objective reporter to experiencing the scene. C. Becoming upset, we blew up our planet. And we're underground now. We can't come out. The radiation's too strong to live on the surface. A deep, deep sigh, that's what happened. Pause, it's cool now. D. Why is it cool? C. I'm underneath this shell now. D. Did you go inside? C. I was brought inside. D. Who brought you? C. The people that live underground. I'm living underground now too. 88. Legacy from the stars. He began to exhibit physical reactions, as though something was disturbing him. I thought it was the sight of the alien creatures. D. That's not going to bother you. C. He was breathing in short breaths. No. It's the energy that is so different. D. All right. But remember, you're protected. C. I'm experiencing this from memory. His body was quivering and displaying physical sensations. D. Yes, the body remembers also. But it will not bother you physically at all. You can tell me how it feels, but you don't have to experience it. But it's a different kind of energy? Is that what you mean? C. Yes. I wanted to experience this. It's a memory. There's no problem with any danger. D. I don't want you to be uncomfortable. That's what I mean. C. They're showing me something. They're backing off, and I'm going down a hallway now. D. What do these people look like that brought you underground? C. They're shorter. Mumbled some words, they're gray. They have large skulls, black cat-like eyes. Their skin color varies from light blue-gray to some other ones that look very different. D. There are different kinds? C. No. They look like their skin's been bleached or something. Maybe they've had radiation poisoning. D. Do they wear any clothes? C. No. D. What about yourself? What does your body look like? You can look down at it. C. It looks. Pause. It looks like them, but I'm pink. And my body now is real tingly. It's adjusting. There are lights coming through this unusual and interesting transparent. A wrong turn in evolution. 89. D. C. D. C. D. C. D. C. Like plexiglass, stone and roofs. I'm just looking around where I am, and it's like a big mall. It's very interesting because there are ramps that go down into tunnels adjunct to the mall. Look at your hands. What do your hands look like? I have four fingers. thumb. Big hands, short fingers. Like the ratio of palm to fingers is two palms to a finger. What about your feet? What do they look like? The same, but more shaped like V's. Like I am wearing diving flippers.